The vaccinated are facing a future of disease and hysteria, according to reports. The Israeli government is refusing to roll out the fourth dose. But to understand why, we have to read between the lines. In this report that was widely circulated, they go on to say that the plan of rolling out more boosters could backfire because too many shots might cause immune system fatigue. What does that mean? It means that they're facing diminishing returns when it comes to the vaccine. Every dose is less and less effective, to the point where it essentially wipes out the immune system. We've heard of the VADs. The new studies confirm this phenomenon. 3 months into the studies, it shows that the vaccine has a negative efficacy rate. What does that mean? It means it actually boosts their risks for disease. That's why the numbers are like never before, breaking all records, because the vaccinated no longer have an immune system. You might think that's well known, but in fact, the vaccinated are in denial. Negative 76% for Pfizer after 90 days. Negative 39%, 40% for Moderna after 90 days. That means these people are actually more at risk of developing disease. And so if they take the booster, it wipes out their immune system. If they don't take the booster, it wipes out their immune system. No matter how they look at it, essentially, these vaccines have wiped out the immune systems of the vaccinated. There's no coming back. There's nothing that can be done. And so, obviously, it's even worse if people receive another booster shot. That's why they're not rolling out the fourth booster shot. This truly is disturbing intel, to say the least. They're refusing to roll out the fourth shot. There's nothing else that can be done. The vaccinated are terminal, to say the least. And when they find out, and they will, and when they find out, they're going to be in full panic mode. Mass hysteria. What happened? Why can't we sue these vaccine manufacturers? They should have been paying attention, obviously, when this vaccine rolled out. No liability. No refunds. No returns. And it's funny because in the Israeli media, all they're saying is that the research on the fourth COVID vaccine has been blocked. No other information available. So as far as the Israelis are concerned, when they look at their paper, all they see is that the research has been blocked, just like people posting about this type of content have been blocked. Everybody's blocked from reporting on what's going on with the vaccines. You have to wait 75 years to know what happened during the clinical trials. But we know what happened during the clinical trials. None of the animals survived. And so they went straight into human testing. That was a catastrophe. And so they buried the evidence. They doctored the results, just like they've done for previous drugs, just like they've been convicted for. And they rolled this out as a massive experiment. The first time ever mRNA technology has been used in vaccines. What could go wrong? Just ask these people dropping dead on live television. What could go wrong? At least 20 plus thousand have died just in America. And that's only 1% of the numbers according to VAERS, according to the CDC. It's so bad it could be already 2 million people dead because of the vaccines in America. And these people have their immune system completely wiped out. They're ticking time bombs. None of the animals survived past 3 years. 2 years for the ferrets, 3 years for the chimps. Chances are most of the vaccinated will be dead by the year 2025. But they don't want people to know. And that's why they're blocking the information. That's how ridiculous it is. They're just saying the research is being blocked. We don't know why. But they should be telling people that the research showed that there were diminishing returns, just like every other drug. And by the fourth dose, it had a total negative efficacy rate. And so the vaccinated are on a crash course with destiny. Doesn't look like there's anything that can be done. Doesn't look like they're trying to do anything. And of course, the media continues with its hysteria. The Pfizer pimps, the media brought to you by Pfizer Incorporated, won't publish anything negative about these vaccines. And here's what we're seeing now. Instead of them telling people the truth, what we have is Israel could be completely unprotected against COVID-19 in a month. They want to continue to kick the can. They want to continue to cover it up. That's how disingenuous these people are. Oh, they could be completely unprotected because they're stopping the rollout of new boosters. But the truth is that these people are already suffering from a negative efficacy of these vaccines. It's right there in the studies. And so they can keep coming with new boosters for new variants, but the damage has already been done. The vaccinated are already deceased in a way. And what makes matters worse is that this was completely avoidable. They didn't have to offer free donuts with the vaccines. They didn't have to roll out vaccine passports. They didn't have to mandate vaccines for people to work or travel. Essentially, the governments forced these vaccines, these experimental vaccines, on the population, and the media helped them do it. The magnitude of the numbers is beyond most people's comprehension. We're talking about 80 to 90% of the people on Earth that have been essentially damaged beyond repair. There's no compensation for that. And given that the numbers are so enormous, they're never going to confess. They're never going to take responsibility for what they've done. Just like the WMDs in Iraq, just like 9/11, just like everything else, they're not going to confess their sins. They're not going to admit what they've done. They're going to try and just turn the page, change the channel, change the topic, hope that people will forget, knowing that the vaccinated will die from some type of disease that looks like natural causes. It's not the AIDS that gets you. It's pneumonia or something else. How many people remember the AIDS epidemic? People don't die of AIDS, they die of some other disease because they no longer have an immune system. The vaccinated could die from a paper cut. They could die from all sorts of things. And what makes matters worse is that the vaccinated are now some type of mutant. Their DNA has been altered. And they're mass-producing spike protein, a toxic prion, if you will, that causes disease. Wherever they go, they spread their disease. And so now we're looking at a world where 90% of the people are infected because of gene therapy, and they're shedding some type of genetic bioweapon that can cause heart attacks, strokes, inflammation, many other problems. And so we're going to have this perpetual genetic pollution, like the GMOs in the cornfields. We're going to have this genetic pollution circulating in society for decades to come. And so we fully expect a massive increase in heart attacks, strokes, and cancers. And you can fully expect this system to just look the other way and let these people die and act ignorant as to why this is happening. That's what they're going to do. Oh, wow, cancer rates are skyrocketing. It's just like the autism. Autism rates are skyrocketing. We don't know why. It's a mystery. Cancer rates are skyrocketing. Alzheimer's rates are skyrocketing. And they totally ignore these problems. They never talk about it. When's the last time you heard them talk about autism? When's the last time you heard them talk about the cancer rates? Every day there's more and more cell towers. People are obviously getting cancer because of all of these cell towers. You never hear them talk about that. Instead, they talk about how wonderful 5G is. They're never going to talk about what they've done here. But people need to talk about it. People need to seek justice in a way that will guarantee that this will never happen again. And that's why we had the first Nuremberg trials, to make sure that this wouldn't happen again. It's ironic that you hear these socialists on television say that we need to throw out the Nuremberg Code. Why? Because they don't want to hang for what they've done. But they need to hang. All of these people, all of these well-dressed, highly educated aristocrats on television need to hang for what they've done, because they knew this would be the end result. All of the studies on coronavirus vaccines failed miserably since the first SARS epidemic. They were never able to produce a successful vaccine for the first SARS, and they rushed through a vaccine for the second SARS. There's just no way it was going to be successful. It had a 0% chance of success, and they knew it when they rolled these vaccines out. That's the worst part about it. They knew this would fail, but they wanted to look like they were doing something, like they had it under control. And they're going to continue with that theater. They're going to act like they have it under control. And so perhaps this is why we have the Omicron. Perhaps they've released an attenuated strain of the virus, if you will. If there is such a thing, of course. That's another debate. But this new strain is so harmless that essentially, it means that the pandemic is pretty much over. And so soon they'll be like, oh, the vaccines worked and everything is fine. Let's just pretend like this never happened. As people die from heart attacks, strokes, cancers, and other diseases related to this vaccine. But this is what they're going to do. They're going to pretend like, oh, it's all over. The vaccines worked. We saved you. If it wasn't for us, it would have been much worse. So they're going to try and phase out this plandemic because they've been exposed. And what's hitting the news as well is that the PCR tests that they use to diagnose these millions of cases are being pulled from the market because they don't work. They've never worked. And so all of these numbers that they've been scaring people with day after day were fake. All of them. Since the first day of the pandemic, never been able to confirm a single case because their tests don't work. People thought it was kind of weird that the flu disappeared. Obviously. And so the flu didn't disappear. Their tests didn't work. They were picking up the flu. They were reporting flu numbers. And they got people to take this experimental vaccine that was an epic failure to begin with. And it would probably be a slightly different story if it wasn't for the fact that so many people died and were injured because of these vaccines. Had it had a placebo effect, a do no harm type of result, you know, people might be like, well, what's the big deal? You know, we had some fun. It was Halloween for 2 years. Everybody wore a mask. But so much worse than that. People lost their jobs, they lost their businesses, they lost their freedom. Some people killed themselves. A lot of people killed themselves. How are they going to make up for that? How are they going to make up for the emotional trauma? Look at all these people out there, totally traumatized, out of their minds. All these Karens running around. You must wear two masks or I'm not protected. You must take 10 vaccines or I'm not protected. Look at them now. It's horrible. Can't help but think about these Georgia Guidestones. They want to wipe out 90% of the people. many countries, 90% of the people have taken the vaccine. Looks like mission accomplished. Looks like we're going to have a lot more room for ourselves, for the purebloods to continue on. And it's going to be sad to watch all of these people slowly die because of their ignorance. But they wanted to be ignorant, and they wanted to be evil. They were pushing their apartheid, their social discrimination against conservatives and Christians. And it's only fitting that we watch them pay the price for their hatred. But given the magnitude of what's going on here, expect them to be in denial until the very end, like full-blown crazy people. And given that they all drank the Kool-Aid, that makes them dangerous, because they have nothing to lose. They're going to do everything they can to end the world. World War III, you name it. It's going to be mission impossible to take back control of government and the like. The military, nuclear weapons, law and order. It's going to be mission impossible to take all of that back from these suicidal lunatics that have killed themselves. That have nothing to lose. And that's why people are going to have to do whatever it takes to survive out there. Don't expect this system to save you. It can't even save itself. But they're not all going to die, because many of them have taken the placebo. We've seen many of the politicians and the celebrities use fake needles during their injections. They got the intel. And so expect some of these monsters to survive. The Bill Gates and the like. I'll leave it there for this broadcast. Be sure to like and share. Get this information out there. Feel free to mirror this content, re-upload it wherever you can. This is Stranger Than Fiction News. You can find us on Telegram at STFN Report. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.